Recently, the following question was posed in a newspaper column. How much sin can you get away with and still get to heaven? And then the column gave four different opinions as to the answer. I'd like to base my messages over this and the next two programs on those answers, because they represent four typical positions that people take in relation to God's truth. And because God's truth is contained in the Bible, answers to those questions must be tested against the Bible, which we believe is the Word of God. So that's what I'd like to do, test each of the four answers against the truth of the Word of God. The first opinion was by a man who said this: you can be 100% sinful, you can get away with murder, if you accept Christ, you'll get to heaven regardless. What a remarkable answer. In actual fact, this man later went on to make it very clear that he was against God and the gospel. So knowing that puts his answer in a different light. But on the face of it, how does his answer stack up against the teaching of the Bible? Well, in Titus chapter 3, the Apostle Paul shares with Titus the fact that their salvation, which he talks about in verse 5, is despite a litany of past sin. Verse 3 of the chapter enumerates the details of their past. It says this: for we ourselves also were sometimes foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving divers lusts and pleasure, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another. Not a pretty bunch of sins, is it? The man mentioned murder. Well, while murder's not on the list, we do know that Paul, the apostle, was a persecutor of Christians in his early life, with many meeting their deaths by his hand. Salvation for a persecutor and a murderer? Well, it's clear from our reading that despite this sin on Paul's part and all the other sins mentioned in the chapter, he was forgiven and saved. So the man who gave the answer was, in theory and at least in part, biblically right in his answer. But as I said, he represented a group that was explicitly against the Christian gospel, and thus his answer is not really worth the paper it was written on. He was actually trying to impugn God's truth. This man was simply rattling off a Bible-based answer, but not only was it said without conviction, it had an agenda to deprecate Christianity. His agenda was to try to ridicule the spectre of a murderer being saved and forgiven. Thank God that his salvation is for all, that's what I'd say. Irrespective of who we are or what we've done. Which means something altogether wonderful, and it's this: no one is excluded. Not me, not you, and not one single other person of the 6 billion people who live on this planet. Before I leave the opinion of this man, I just want to make the point that it's quite possible to utter statements of some biblical insight without having any relationship with God. Which reminds me of what James 2 verse 19 says in the New Testament: even the devils believe and tremble. It's possible, you see, to know and understand the truth of the Bible and even have a mental belief about Christ and the gospel, but be far away from God. There was a man in the Bible named Legion. He was under demon possession. This is what he said in the Gospel of Mark chapter 1 verse 24 when he encountered the Saviour: I know who you are, the Holy One of God. Great words. Great recognition of Christ's deity, but only in a mental way, you see. The believing that saves is a heart belief, one that involves faith and trust in Christ and him alone. Maybe we've got really good and accurate things to say about Christ. But the question is it coming from the intellect or the heart? Is there faith and trust involved? Next week, we'll consider the second answer, to what I think you'll agree was a very interesting and salient question, so an unusual one to be posed by a newspaper. How much sin can you get away with and still get to heaven?